Hello, everybody.
Hey,
welcome
guys
to the Strange Days podcast. As always, I'm Billy Blackburn.
Adam Huber.
Got a really great show for you today. We're going to sit down with the honorary seat holder, Matthew Griffin.
Reappearing again from the first episode.
Right. For a little more silliness. Hope you like the show. As always, you can reach us through Strange Days through Facebook. You can get at us at Twitter, at StrangePod. That's at StrangePod. And, yeah, enjoy the show.
Stay black.
May I read you something?
Please.
You're a great person. Thank you for just living. And yes, I would pay taxes just for you to live and be alive. Because I care about you. Lil B.
Lil B.
Who's Lil B?
Lil B is one of the most ratchet rappers around. If you can call him a rapper. He's not very good at rapping. But he's awfully entertaining.
He's on Too Short's label.
Just check out his Instagram and Twitter. Based God.
Lil B, based God.
B-A-S-E-D, God. You won't regret it. And thank you, based God.
Do you think that's got to do with, like, a basshead based God? Or do you think he's, like, talking about, like, bass? Like,
Well, my friend told me, actually, the other day, it's, like, because he's from the Bay Area. And in the Bay Area, when you say someone's, like, bass, like, basic, it's, like, it's like a negative thing. But he just, like, turned it around, like, I'm the based God.
He's own it.
And yeah, he's definitely not negative. He's the most positive. He's got the most positive tweets I've ever seen.
Except if you're Kevin Durant.
You don't like that guy?
He's got a war going with Kevin Durant, and he's on NBA TV all the time.
He's going to prom with Katy Perry.
Aren't they a little old for prom?
I don't know.
And isn't she a little married to John Mayer?
I think he like asked her to prom, and she said yes, or the other way around.
They're going to win.
It's romantic.
King and queen.
Best hair.
You're definitely the most based couple.
The based God and goddess?
Yeah.
Check him out. Check out based God. You won't regret it.
Lil B. Biatch.
Speaking of the NBA, do you hear about Sterling getting banned from the Bunny Ranch?
He got banned from the Bunny Ranch?
That's right.
No shit.
Which in the NBA world is pretty significant.
So
didn't he get banned from the NBA too? Well, I know he got a huge fucking fine.
Well, just so everybody knows, just real quick, this guy, Rod Sterling, is that his name?
Roger Sterling.
I don't know what his name is. We'll call him Rod. Sterling. Refer to him as Raj.
Old Money Sterling.
Old Money Rod Sterling. So he owns the Los Angeles Clippers, and he is this super old rich dude with a hot girlfriend, and she recorded him saying some really, really racist shit about how he's like, I don't care. Like, he's like, it's not cool to be seen with black people is basically what he told his wife.
He said, don't bring any black people to the games to sit in his box, if it's Magic Johnson.
Even if it's Magic Johnson. And it's kind of, I mean, you know, he's been reported as, you know, being kind of racist before, and he's had to pay some money to kind of squash it or keep people quiet. But. Sure. She, if you do listen to it, she egged him on, you know, like, she knew how he felt.
I think it was a target.
She's
like,
quasi-something.
Black and Asian.
She kind of looks like a Taiwanese hooker.
She's black and Asian. So, but, I mean, it's kind of fucked up, too, because, you know, if you look at her Instagram, like, you know, she's bopping around in Range Rovers, you know, doing whatever the hell she wants with all her money. Yeah, of course she's a gold digger. But, and, you know, obviously the things that he said are, you know, messed up. But, you know, it's not like she hasn't benefited from this.
It seems like a very close, like it's similar to prostitution, it seems like. She's obviously using him. She's sucking his dick for his money.
She does have that.
She's probably sucking a ton of other better dicks, too, just because she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like her job. Her job is to, like, you know, please him.
Yeah, and so when you go around and, like, sabotage this dude, and during the playoffs,
too, I'd imagine he fired her.
I mean, it's so lame to do it during the playoffs, too. I mean, she obviously had it out for this dude.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, he shouldn't be saying this stuff, and I'm not condoning anything. Sure. But it's the whole thing is a little sketchy, too.
When I was listening to what he was saying, I got the impression he had, like, adult onset Alzheimer's creeping in on him.
He kind of looks like a mongoloid.
Right.
I mean, he's...
With that said, he's had a history of, you know, this sort of activities, fun activities.
Yeah. Why would you own a basketball team if you didn't like black people?
It's a good question. But, I mean, I guess it's fun to own a basketball team.
There's definitely a series of ownership in there that can get kind of sketchy if you look at his viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought I saw something on the internet, though, that the NBA is banning him.
No, he's banning him.
He is?
He's being fined $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he's kind of being forced into the sale of the team by
Commissioner. Yeah.
Adam Silver.
I had a pretty funny idea.
Figured that would happen.
What if everyone who went to the next Clippers game just went in blackface?
Well, you've been looking for reasons to wear blackface for quite a while now, when everybody knows that.
I know.
I mean, he's going to lose a lot of money selling this team, too, because, like, given the fact that he's being forced to sell it...
Sure.
You know, he can't sell for what he wants to, or, you know, what it's actually worth.
Whereabouts did she actually... what's the particulars of how she caught him? Was she holding a phone up to his face when he was on his rant?
I don't know what she recorded him with, or if she just recorded him. He didn't know he was being recorded. I know that.
Do you know what it might have been? It's one of those mini drones that I was telling you about.
She could afford it.
So they've...
Well, he could.
Yeah.
So these designers from Parrot Mini Drone have been able to make a drone that is small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. And you give up a lot of the mechanics of what a normal drone would be when it gets that small, like autonomous flying and like a live feed and that sort of thing. But what they have now, what they've been able to design, is these drones that have these mini fans on it and built on into the axis of these 2 6-inch wheels. And what they can pretty much do is, with this small, pretty lightweight fan, is scale walls and eventually, you know, scatter across and crawl across ceilings. So it's like super spyware.
Like super, crazy. Like actually moving bugs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, good. Good. That's good.
Fuck it.
I know they're, Google just bought a solar-powered drone company too, which,
really?
I mean, then they're flying nonstop.
So I know they acquired those robotics recently, and what do you know about this thing, the solar-powered drones?
Just the
technology?
I just saw a little blurb in the news that they acquired this firm, who is a brick-and-mortar firm, has prototypes and designs. Google bought them. Now, you know, I think we're to assume that they're, you know, going to do similar things that they did with their satellite and as far as, like, imaging and mapping.
Sure.
But this freaks me out a little bit more, because these things are within our atmosphere. This isn't a satellite, you know, thousands of miles up
right.
in the sky or whatever. And it's a private company that bought them. I mean, you know, you think of drones as things, like, used by...
Like the government officials and...
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not illegal for them to buy it, but, you know...
Wasn't this door kind of opened when Amazon decided they were going to seek the technology to, like, potentially deliver packages?
Like, by air?
By air,
right, yeah.
By drones?
Uh-huh, yeah, 7 days a week. That could be something to
as
do
as long as you
don't
drive
too.
Over Colorado.
I think there's, like, a county in Texas where you can get a hunting license
no, it's here.
To shoot down.
It's in
Colorado. Oh,
it's in
Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah, it's...
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's, like, not far.
Do you think we could nail one of those suckers with your gun?
It depends on if they're getting delivered right next door, probably.
Yeah.
How much do you think that permit costs?
I don't know. We should look into
probably quite a bit of money.
It would just be cool to have one.
Because that pretty much gives you the right to walk out on your porch and start firing into the air.
That's true. Well, I thought I saw
You probably
one.
Can't discharge your firearm in Denver, like, legally, unless you're at a firing range.
Right.
Yeah, it's some county, like, in the mountains, you know, where they're, like, crazy, like, libertarian mountain people, you
yeah.
know,
right.
don't tread on me.
And it was kind
the
of
entire
a, like,
town
a publicity
is
thing.
Vietnam
oh, yeah,
War veterans.
Yeah, I think, well, what they said, like, I heard them talking about it on NPR, and it's, they're saying, like, the mentality of the town and why they, like, voted in is that not really that everybody's going to be out on their front porch shooting them down. It's more to bring awareness, you know, that these things are beginning to invade our privacy, and you know, if we can nip it in the bud before, and the prices, the proceeds from the permits are, I guess, going to go to like bring more awareness to this too, and it's sort of like just a revenue thing for the county, but you know, it's sort of a statement.
I wonder what it's. All right, so like if it's like an Amazon.com drone and you take it out of the air, isn't that destruction of property, or is it because it's in like airspace? It's fair game.
From what I understand, it's like the airspace. But I mean, Amazon isn't doing this yet. But that's a good question. I mean, because I think they're thinking more government drones, like you know, spying on our privacy type thing.
If a soccer ball gets kicked into your yard, at what point does it become your property, or you know,
can you just shoot it?
Not even just your property,
like,
but
is the neighbor kids running to
get
it?
Haven't you ever seen The Sandlot?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have the right to defend your property. Stick the dog on it.
I'm gonna see what my dog. I'm gonna see what my erector set looks like right now.
What?
You know, erector. It's like the connects of the.
I remember erector set.
Yeah, I gotta go whip it out and see what's up.
You have one?
Oh yeah.
Shit, dude. Why haven't we never played with it?
So yeah, Colorado's doing that. Speaking of states that kick serious ass, Texas has led the 14 states and industry groups in challenging the rule of the Environmental Protection Agency. They're trying to limit smokestack emissions in 27 Midwestern Appalachian states to kind of like add accountability to what these industrial businesses are doing, and you know, to the environment. And one of their biggest platforms right now is to say that, you know, if your smokestacks are producing all this waste and just kind of pretty much flowing off into, you know, another state, you know, has to be some sort of accountability. And that's kind of the angle they're going at right now, to kind of curb a lot of the pollution, what they're doing. So
what, Texas is trying to fight that?
Yeah, they're leading pretty much the whole group to challenge this rule. The Obama administration is trying to put it through. And in fact, as of today, they won a 6-2 decision to
implement
these sort of ideas.
So it is going through?
Yeah.
As of now?
For the moment.
Well, it's in court.
It's so weird, a state like Texas, like, having these, like, anti-environmental viewpoints, when the state itself is actually, like, insanely beautiful and has so many, like, natural awesomeness to
and
it, you know?
Natural resources, which a lot
of
people have made
exploit.
A lot of money exploiting for a long time, and they
I guess it's
don't
more
want to
of
stop
a money
anytime
thing.
Soon.
Oh, it probably had to do with, like, thing. When the oil industry went there and the cattle industry left.
I mean, I think the cattle industry is still there, which is probably a big
it's
contributor
leaving.
Too.
It's leaving because of pollution, stuff like that.
I'm not sure
although,
why they're
like,
so worried about pollution. Isn't it just blowing right down into Mexico?
I mean, I think pollution. Is it
now the wind goes the other way, I think.
Are they looking at like a big picture thing, though? I mean, just kind of in general, like how we were talking about the... Like, was it the carbon parts per million we were talking about
the
like,
other
last
day,
week?
That's
yeah.
right.
I mean,
it's
just
definitely on the rise
in that direction in general.
The greenhouse effect of what this pollution is doing to us.
Well, fuck Texas.
So are all the states fighting it, or are some of them cool with that?
No, that's just pretty much deleting them and leading industrial groups.
Mm-hmm.
That are saying, you know, what's the big deal? Why curb it? You know, we're doing a pretty good job here. We're producing what we need to, and we're making the money.
I gotta ask my aunt and see what she knows about that, because she's a lawyer. She's a prosecutor for the Department of Justice, and specifically the EPA.
Right.
So I'm wondering, I mean, that seems like a fairly significant case. And
ask her to be on the podcast.
I'll have her call in.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll fly her
we'll
in.
Skype
we'll Skype her onto the...
Yeah.
Right through.
I bet she would do it.
That's cool. That sounds really cool.
But then she'd listen to the rest of the episodes.
Yeah. Then she'll learn or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll learn some stuff about me.
Yeah, she'll be like, Adam, you and your friends are pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know my aunt.
Right.
She's a lawyer for the man. Although I guess she's suing, like, bad companies. So
right.
Not really.
That's a... I wouldn't use bad as a word. A company
unethical.
That we don't agree with, that we find unethical.
Well, I mean,
some people are like, well, we need that oil and we need all that, you know, that pollution is because we're creating energy and products that make our country like function.
Well, that's, I mean, the whole fracking thing here is we're on like the forefront of it.
No.
Yeah. It may not be the best thing, but the alternative, or
we don't know what the alternatives are, or the consequences fully.
Well, in order to like switch over to a new form of energy, you need to revamp the infrastructure, which takes a lot of time, effort, and money. So to just like be like, we should end all this today is unrealistic.
Well, there's going to be a lot of blowback from lobby too. Yeah, you know, that don't want to change because they're not in a position to make money if they have to revamp
those oil companies. Should get smart though and get into the clean energy business because it will be the way of the future, or at least a new form. Because oil isn't going to be there forever.
I don't feel like that's part of their business structure, and it never has been.
And we have more
to find to exploit what they have in the cheapest way possible with the minimal type of labor is what got them to where they are today.
Through fracking and tar sands, we have more available oil in this country than we ever have before.
Tar sands are nasty.
They're nasty, and fracking, from what I understand, is nasty, and we'll see how nasty it can get in, you know, in the next coming generations. But
tell us a little bit about tar sands, if people don't know.
I don't know a ton about tar sands. I know there's a huge one in Canada.
Sure.
But
Well, what do you know about tar sands, Matt?
I'm looking up tar sands right now.
Right.
I just know there was like an issue in Lake Michigan area. I guess a bunch of tar sands leaked into the lake.
Yikes.
People were pissed off.
Yeah, I know it comes from water, but it's different than, like, deep water drilling.
I'm on Wikipedia, so whatever I say, don't take totally seriously.
We'll get the general idea.
Oil sands, tar sands, or more technically, some other word I can't say sands, are a type of unconventional petroleum deposit. The oil sands are loose sand or partially consolidated sandstone containing naturally occurring mixtures of sand, clay, and water, saturated with a dense, extremely viscous form of petroleum, technically referred to as bitumen. I think that's how you say it. That's the word I was trying to say earlier. Let me see. I'm scrolling down. This is just kind of like saying where they're found. Canada, Russia. It looks like northern areas.
Yeah, there's a big one in Alberta.
I know. That's the first thing that showed up was a map of Alberta.
Wasteland.
Oil sands reserves have only recently been considered to be part of the world's oil reserves. As a higher oil price is a new technology enabled profitable extraction and processing. Oil produced from bitumen sands is often referred to as unconventional oil or crude bitumen to distinguish it from liquid hydrocarbons produced from traditional oil wells.
So naturally, the actual production of it, they're finding, is produces way more carbon dioxide from the what they call the well to wheels the cycle of the production. So, I mean, that it really doesn't end up being a really great way to produce this sort of energy.
Yeah, I think it's cheap to get, but like fracking, the consequences or residual effects are a lot more harsh on the environment than traditional, like, crude drilling, like
right.
what you're used to. And like that, you know, little blurb just said, you know, these technologies like weren't even available, so that's why oil isn't going away as soon as we thought. Because there was this guy Malthus, he talked about how we were gonna. Oh no, Malthus was carrying capacity, but this other guy used like the carrying capacity theory to say how that we've reached peak oil already.
Right.
But I mean, a lot of people are saying no now with like the widespread use of fracking in these oil sands. You know, it's going to go on for a lot longer.
I found
getting into clean energy isn't really in their best interest.
A lot of locals, like scientists and local doctors that live near in the Alberta region, want a independent study done of Lake Athabasca, which is right downstream of the oil sands, because they're finding a really high deformity rates in the embryos of the fish and local life forms. So I mean, there's a lot of environmental issues that are going to come with that sort of thing.
Remember in The Simpsons, the fish with three eyes?
It's going to be like that.
Springfield seemed all right to me.
Yeah, Springfield is great. Tire fire, everything. Real good. But it's just that, you know, because their best interest is not public safety, it's profit, you know, they are going to fight anybody who's going to move against them, you know, as far as from a public safety issue. Like we were talking about a couple weeks ago with the fracking, how they put that gag order on the 7- and 10-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're going to do that stuff because they don't know either what's going to happen. But they do know they can make a lot of money right now.
Well, maybe technology will catch up. I know I was reading an article about artificial humans and controlling at the lower level. So maybe we'll just go in and produce our own fish in that lake.
I don't know, I mean...
Yeah, three-eyed fish.
Sure. Genetic immortality, man. How do you feel about that sort of thing? Being able to pretty much control, like, build like a human or, you know, genetic modifications. Is that something, like, you guys could be into in moving forward in the future? It sounds really sci-fi now, but it's really not really that far-fetched.
Yeah, I think it's less than 50 years off.
Are you talking about, like, Mass Effect style upgrades?
Sure, maybe one day. I know they're really close to mapping the whole brain emulation.
We chemically already try to improve our states. Like, look at all the people you know who take Adderall to make their brain concentrate better.
Well, I mean, having a knee replacement is...
Yeah, you know, my dad's got a metal hip.
You know, not uncommon at all.
My grandpa's got two fake ones.
Or you know, homeboy who killed his girlfriend in South Africa, Pastorius. He had the bent back staples legs, to borrow from Cat Williams.
What did he?
Bent back paper clips. tink tink tink.
Yeah,
like an AT-AT.
Well, I don't know what that is. I'm not
like American. Chicken legs.
Yeah.
Was he able to hop over buildings and shit?
No, but he was able to run faster than people with real legs.
What?
Well, like a lot of people.
Because he was built like a fucking ostrich.
Well, they're just
right?
They're just more efficient, you know. And so, like, they would
wait,
spring.
Wait, is it
but
that guy
just,
that has the
the Blade Runner?
Right. Okay.
Tink Tink. He killed his girlfriend. You know that, right?
I'm not familiar with that story.
He murdered his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's the dude from. You know about this guy?
No. Oh, this is news to
okay.
me, dude.
All right. Well, this guy.
Tell us a little about this guy. What's his name?
He is a cyborg, technically, because he's got. Okay, he's
genetic modifications.
He's got body modifications. You know, to enhance. He had no legs. I don't know if they were amputated when he was a kid, but he's lived most of his life without legs from from the hip down.
Sure.
At least his name is again. Oscar Pistorius.
Sorry to cut you off.
No. And he was in the Olympics for South Africa.
Dude,
they let him run and then in the trials, and because they're like, you know, he's not going to beat anybody. And they beat people, and they're like, oh, shit. Because everybody felt salty because they're, lost to the guy
it's
with no
he's
legs.
Mostly robot.
So, but then they made it illegal. But, you know, they let him run in the last Olympics, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Can he
so
run
like
the
right after
Olympics?
The Olympics, well, he, like most people with that do, but he's such a badass, like he was able to keep up with
athletes.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, a year and a half ago, he's like the most famous athlete in South Africa. So he's got like this badass model girlfriend.
But
I wake up, he fucking shot her. He shot and killed her in his house, like in the middle of the night, and he's. I don't know if it's gone to a verdict yet, but I think it sounds like he's pretty much going away for forever.
Do you think they'll let him keep those fucking legs when he's in jail, or will they
make him
be in a wheelchair?
Nah, they'll make him walk with peg legs like a pirate.
One of them will be just like a chain with like a big ball on the end of it.
But yeah, this dude, I mean, he kind of had it made considering, not having any legs, and blew his girlfriend's brains out.
He shouldn't have had a rifle attached to his hand.
Probably. So maybe the moral of the story is that this cyborg thing is not good.
Right.
Well, and it doesn't sound his legs had anything to fucking do with it. It's not like he had cyborg parts in his brain. Like, Or like even a cyborg shotgun hand where it just malfunctioned.
Right.
No, I'm just
robots
kidding.
Robots don't have feelings.
Just being, I'm just
robots being. Can't love.
Some do, dude.
No, South Africans can't.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that's, getting back to genetic modification.
All right, are British people from South Africa referred to as Afrikaans, or is that like the native people?
You mean like the colonists?
Yeah.
Afrikaners, I believe.
Afrikaners,
are
right? Yeah.
Are the,
it's the Dutch and the British, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that explains why they have no feelings.
Mm.
And a weird accent.
Don't say that really cyborgs don't have feelings or can't love. I think it's like
South
British
African.
Colonists lack feelings and love.
White South Africans. No, isn't there some Russian dude who he's like a Russian like billionaire? And he's trying to like have like artificial and like mechanical body parts to like
if there was
the goal
a super
being
cyborg,
mortality.
It would probably be some sort of Russian.
No, like this
dude is
like he had like some conference, like some biomechanics. Conference to and brought a bunch of these like scientists and I don't know like
mm-hmm.
writers and philosophers together, you know, different schools of thought to, you know, muse on this topic and, you know, share technology.
Right.
I have a really
his ultimate goal is, you know, to be immortal through technology.
So if you could
that
choose
would be the way.
One cyborg part to have, what would it be? And briefly describe it. And then tweet it on the Strange Days podcast Twitter site.
That's good.
Oh, man.
That's you. He's talking to you, listener.
That's to you, strangers.
You. Yeah, you. Pointing to yourself right now. Do it. Get on Twitter.
It's funny that you say that about the guy trying to reach immortality through technology. Because what I was bringing this up in the first place is to try to talk about genetic immortality in the way that's achieved through natural reproduction. Like a lot of people would say maybe, you know, not adopt or want to do something like that, namely because, you know, they see their offspring as their genetic immortality and to live on through that way, to leave an heirloom for the future.
Uh-huh.
Which is probably the most organic way to do it.
Yeah, or that seems the way it was intended.
Right.
But I guess I'm kind of confused. Are people trying to modify their own genetics within themselves?
No, idea of being able to reproduce and that and your offspring be what you give to the future, a piece of yourself.
Well, given that,
and the
like,
idea
you
that
know,
that could be a sense of immortality.
Such personality traits are passed down, and like we know this to
mm-hmm.
be true, like. You know, like, oh, he's so much like his dad. Yeah, he's his fucking dad.
Right.
You know, it's not just because you grew up around your dad. It's genetics, you know, conditioning over a time. And, you know, I guess those
mm-hmm.
genetics that you were passed on were conditioned.
You're
going to
have those traits.
Before.
Right. Or be predisposed towards a certain way trait or way of thinking.
They're never going to be, like, the same as you, though. So,
right.
I mean, complete genetic mortality. I don't know.
Would you ever adopt?
Would I adopt a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I decided I do want kids, it's not something I'm completely positive I want yet because there's a lot of fucked up shit going on
right
now.
Dude, I want kids.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of fun,
right.
But I'm also kind of selfish too. I'm only 25 though. That'll probably change, I hope. But yeah, because I mean, the thought of having kids now seems scary. So, but I guess, I mean, I think you asked that, like, would I adopt, is it important to have my own child?
I'd like to send out another message to all the strangers, if I may. Also, tweet on the Strange Days Twitter site, I want to have Matt Griffin's children. And I'll get at you. I'll check out your profile.
Right.
Send pictures, please.
Or if you want to adopt his children.
You also don't... Yeah, or if you want to, you know, adopt some of mine, it would
sort of mongoloid.
Help me out big time.
We can work that out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if... I mean, it's something I've thought about before. A lot of people, I think, like to do it like the move where my aunt did. Like, her and my uncle had their own kid first, And okay. then they adopted a kid. You know, it's like, okay, we got like one of our own. Like, he's ours, like you said, our genetic immortality.
See, then you start wading into tricky material. Seed. Yeah, I got my kid, and then there's this other kid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they love that kid, and of course. The kid like has some, you know, a lot of like learning disabilities and some challenges. You know, okay. and like they put the time and the money.
That's pretty cool. I know
they love the kid, like they love their genetic son, but. They did have their own kid first, and I know it was important to have their kid. And I'm not saying what they did is bad, but I think that's what a lot of people would do, unless you know you're in a position where you cannot.
My aunt and uncle did the opposite of that. They thought my aunt couldn't have kids or something, or my uncle couldn't provide her with kids, so they adopted this beautiful little girl. And it was weird because she looks exactly like my aunt and uncle, which is cool. But then a couple years later, they had a kid of their own. But yeah, they love both of them equally, and they're both really cool.
And that's interesting how it happened in a different order, but they did still try to have their own one first too, you know. And I think is that not the natural inclination?
That's what people do. Mm-hmm. They
sow the wild oats. You know, I mean, why do you think having sex feels so good? It's because we're supposed to have as much as possible. Because you know, back in the day when one out of like two children died,
right?
You know, had to have a bunch to carry on, and that didn't go away. Another genetic trait that's passed on to everybody.
I keep thinking of that scene from Monty Python and the Meaning of Life when the baby just drops from under her skirt. Oh, dear, could you get that for me?
If only it were so simple. But I guess you're supposed to want to. You're supposed to want to, you know, have your own kids. So, I mean, don't feel guilty for fighting that. It was fundamental
to the human race.
I don't want to have babies. Yeah. I want my kids to just be like pop out and be real easy to raise.
Oh,
just, you know, I can take them to baseball practice and stuff and teach them about being in kids.
See, I feel like it's going to suck to have a baby because, like, I heard one crying yesterday. Oh, just that shriek. Oh,
that's
my God.
The bonus that's to adopting as well, is you get to choose if you want a boy or a girl.
That's true. But I'm as far as, like, when you want your kids, like you want to pick up, like, that age, like, you want to pick up at, like, about, like, 6 or 7, right?
They're potty trained for the most part.
See, I want to, like,
it's important to wipe their own
skip
ass.
It's the same reason why I won't get a puppy.
I want to skip 12 through 15 because I was a shithead.
Yeah.
And I don't want to deal with that. I was an asshole. And all my friends were assholes too. And all the girls were mean.
I remember the first time. I did some punk kid things, but overall, I think I was an alright.
You think you know everything.
Yeah.
You think you're smarter than your parents and you don't know shit. And then when you get like a little bit older, like,
the problem is a lot of parents look at that as like they just keep providing then for the child instead of being like, oh, if you're so smart, you know, and letting them take on some responsibilities and maybe getting a little over their head and learning like, oh, I actually have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
I know. I remember when I thought I could start talking back to my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Smack you in the face, probably.
She picked me up. On the collar, put me against the door.
Yeah, that's a good mama.
And there was a nail that was permanently on the door for the Christmas wreaths.
Hung your ass up.
Oh, just.
Well, that's an accident. She didn't mean to do that. She just wanted to scare you.
How old were you?
She wanted to scare some respect into you. My mom used to do this thing when I'd talk back where she would grab my jaw and make me look her in the eyes while she was telling me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And
isn't that what you do to a dog?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Matt and a dog are about the same level.
Yeah, she said, because like we joke about it now, because I'm like, yeah, like me and my brother both refer to that as the jaw, and getting the jaw sucked, and we joke about it with my mom now, and she said like, well, that's what the pediatrician said, and I'm like, are you sure? Like, it wasn't the vet. Like,
did this pediatrician? Did you see his credentials?
Was this at a veterinary office?
What you gotta do is you just gotta smack them. They're animals. You gotta get through to them.
No, you can't communicate with them. You can't hit an animal. You gotta like.
Why do you think I use the voice?
Dominance. I thought that's how you talk sometimes.
No.
My mom still has that spatula. It's something like 12 inches long and full like stainless steel that just has that like bend back and forth in the like in the middle of the neck where she had to bend it back into place.
Wait, how old were you when she put you up against the wall first time you talked back?
When she hung me like a Christmas wreath? I don't know. Must have been 13, 14 probably.
That sounds awesome. About right. That's the age.
Yeah.
She checked your ass like this will not be happening again.
My mom was a fierce little lady.
She's well, luckily mine was woman, too because I'd still be
a job all her life.
Yeah,
I'd still be a jerk.
Single mother, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I'd still be a jerk too if my mom didn't check me and my dad didn't.
Well,
check
that's
me,
the parents. You know? That's the thing is like, I'm not about like hitting kids or anything like that. But a good spanking and like, I don't consider what happened to you bad. I don't consider what my mom did to me bad. No, it simply taught me that I should respect people who might have a little more knowledge. Who also, like, you know, support. It's just a way of showing respect. I feel like there's a lot of children, and I refer to children between the ages of 0, and I know children who are, like, 35 years old who don't know any respect or any common decency like that. And I feel like it's because they weren't, like, taught checked. In a good way. They weren't checked in a good way. Like, because you can probably... You got to find that middle ground, I think. Like, if you don't do anything at all... They're going to walk all over you. If you hit them, like, too hard and you beat them and stuff like that, it's like they're not going to learn any respect because they're not going to respect that. Well, they're just going to look at it as, like, senseless violence.
And you have to definitely check it at a young age before it becomes a serious character flaw.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, like, kind of like kids who are, you know, you got to find that balance with, like, how much restrictions you put on your kid as far as what you let them do. You know, if you don't, like... Let your kids do anything, you know, go out, like, you know, late or out with friends or to a friend's house. You know, when they do get out, those are the kids that go wild. You know, like, you look at the Amish kids who go on Rumspringa when they get to, you know what Rumspringa is?
Yeah. So, I just didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, Rumspringa. When Amish kids are, like, 17 or 18, they get to, like, check out the, you know, the regular world and see
do
if they want to stay.
Maybe try
and
crystal meth for the first time.
A lot of them do drugs.
Nobody loves crystal meth ones.
Yeah. A lot of them do drugs, you know, drink a lot, like, you know, start smoking cigarettes and shit. And a lot of them don't go back. Some of them do, you know. But the ones that probably do go back are the ones whose parents were, like, you know, like, just a little bit more mild. Like, Amish kids who had super strict parents are the ones who don't come back
that
and get fucked.
That honesty is so important.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that the anti-drug campaign in America has really suffered over the years is... That dishonesty about, you know, common things like just like marijuana and cannabis and like how chill it really is, the real implications of what can happen. You know, they've been so dishonest about it that you don't see kids that can. I mean, when you say that cannabis is one of the most dangerous drugs out there, in the same sense, like
Schedule
and
one.
It's the same people
guys,
that are
we're
saying
playing with fire,
and the same people are saying, you know, like, hey, you shouldn't do crystal meth because it's really destructive. Once you start like. Clouding your, you know, the what you're trying to say by, you know, one thing and you lose that honesty, then that's why kids don't really follow that sort of thing.
Well, it's the
and
same.
They'll try shit on the
street. Yeah,
because
they tried
they
pot and they're like, wait, they lied.
This isn't so bad.
They lied.
Well, and but then, you know,
this stuff's awesome.
Same thing with alcohol. Like, oh, it's okay. And,
right.
and how many kids did
teach
you see? How many kids did you see your freshman year of college get alcohol poisoning?
Quite a
you're
few.
Looking at one, you know. I saw quite a few others. You know,
did you have to go to the hospital?
No, I didn't luckily have to go to the hospital. I got it all out in my dorm room floor and then fell in it. But, yeah.
Hey,
I don't,
you learned a lesson
at least,
from that,
at least,
I'm sure.
Well, I don't remember it, but yeah, I learned quite a bit, you know. And, like, because it is illegal, like, you know, I thought I could just drink this much whiskey and I'd be fine. Like, no, it's not going to happen to me. You got to drink, like, so much. No, this shit is dangerous. But because, I mean, obviously it wasn't legal for me. I was only 18.
So you had to
but it's
for
legal
yourself.
For somebody, you know, like how marijuana up until now, only in a couple places, was illegal for everybody.
I believe these
but it's not something
can be something that can teach us a lot about that sort of thing. But when you cloud what your message with a lot of bullshit, then people aren't going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
For real, dude. That is for real.
I think this podcast is over.
Yeah.
Finito.
I think you guys did a good job. Give yourself a round of applause.
Thanks. Thanks to the strangers.
Billy, I think you did a real good job, too.
Thanks, man. Well, if you like this podcast, you can give us a good rating on iTunes, won't you? You can reach us at Strange Days on Facebook. And our Twitter handle is @StrangePod. That's at strange pod.
And with that said, don't forget to tweet your cyborg part with a brief description of its function. Also, don't forget to tweet at Matt Griffin if you will be my baby mama or would like to receive any of my offspring. Sorry.
And don't forget to tell your friends too. And if you got time, if you can, leave a little review on iTunes. It helps just recognition. You can actually say whatever you want. You can tell us to fuck off, or you can tell us that you love us, but if you write something, that's fine.
Love it or hate it helps. Tell five people, and also have those five people tell five people to listen.
Just think about how herpes is spread so easily. Like that's kind of like the business model we're going after as well.
Trying to be an epidemic, though.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
I love you.